It's been 2 months since Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, but Alma Roberts still hasn't been able to return to her flood-ravaged home in Houston. Now, she's got flood insurance, and she's made a claim, but getting the money from that claim is taking a lot longer than she expected, and Alma's been through this twice before. In the meantime, she and her family are whittling down their savings in order to stay in a rental. And she joins us now. And Alma, first of all, we are so sorry about what you've been going through and are still going through, because we understand you haven't received any payments yet from your insurance company or from FEMA, if I've got that right. So what exactly have your interactions with them been like so far?
I'm scared to be completely honest, but because I haven't heard back, I hope, you know, that this is just hopefully educational for some people, but it's been really disappointing. About 3 weeks ago, I called, and I was on hold for 2 hours and 47 minutes, holding just to get a little bit more information as far as when can we expect, you know, to see a check, or, you know, what were the next steps, just to move forward with the process. It just seems a lot slower this time. You know, we were giving them a lot of slack. We knew that initially they came to Houston, but then they had to travel to Florida. So I guess with that in the back of my mind, I've been trying to be more patient. But like I said, just kind of dwindling our funds, paying for rent. Initially, we had to pay for moving expenses. We did remediation to our house ourselves in order to save a little bit of money. Again, lesson learned from the previous floods, where we paid a lot of money for that. So we've done a lot more ourselves, just a little bit more educated on the process. But it's a lot slower this time for some reason. So We haven't heard back as of today.
And just so I'm clear, is this from your insurance company you're talking about, or from FEMA?
So it is a little confusing. The way I understand is we have insurance. It's through a big provider, but everything goes through FEMA, which is kind of like the bank. So even though we're insured, we still have to correspond with FEMA. We had two different people show up at the house. One was an insurance inspector or adjuster, and then we had someone from FEMA also come a couple weeks afterwards. And apparently both of those had to be done in order for us to move forward. It's probably been over a month since we had the FEMA person at the house do an inspection. So we're still waiting. You know, he said it was going to take a couple weeks for him to get the report. And based on that conversation, I had even asked for an advance, you know, just to help us get moving forward, and haven't heard back.
I see. Okay, so when you were on hold for that 2 hours and 47 minutes, that was with FEMA?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so how have you been getting by in the interim? I mean, you're talking about spending down your savings, which no one really wants to have to do. And I understand that. Did you or some of your friends help you set up a GoFundMe?
Yeah, I have a friend from New Jersey set up a GoFundMe. She was trying to send pizza. She was trying to get creative. And she said, look, I want to help. And she's like, you know, would it be okay? And I said, you know what? I'm not too proud after this third flood. And we borrowed quite a bit of money 2 years ago to make the house look right. You know, we've invested, like I said, so much of our own money. And I said, you know what? I can't do this alone. And the GoFundMe, it's a little bit of money, but it's helped us cover at least 2 months of rent. So people do want to help. And every little bit, you know, it adds up. So I think I was going to share with you, I went to a conference last week. It had nothing to do with the flood. But one of the topics was about resilience and how just being grateful for the things you do have, it helps, you know. And there are people that, you know, are going through worse. So I guess that's the part that's helped me out.
Yeah.
Just to move forward. You know?
Yeah, I get it. People feel grateful for every little bit of help they receive. But, you know, it's that check from your insurers and from FEMA, which is really going to help you get your whole family's lives
back on
track, right? And but you keep driving by the house every day checking the mail, and the check isn't there yet.
That is correct. And that's the other thing, too. It's like, while I'm over here trying my hardest to be positive, it's like every day that I'm out of the house, every month, literally, it costs us more money. You know what I mean? And we do want to get back into the house. I'm not in desperation mode, but pretty soon, you know, that's how I feel. And that's the part that's humbling, but it's almost like an embarrassment. You know, it's like I'm literally, you know, out of the house. I'm destitute. But again, it's like, hey, look, our friends are trying to help us out. I mean, friends have offered us their place. It's just a big family, so that's not really an option for us, you know?
Yeah. Well, Alma Roberts of Houston, thank you so much for speaking with us, and I really hope things get back on track as soon as they possibly can for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, we did reach out to FEMA to get more details about Alma's claim, and FEMA spokesman Leo Skinner said the agency cannot talk about individual cases, but he did provide us with this information. He says it can take up to 45 days on average for a FEMA inspector to get to a home after an owner files a claim. Then it should take 7 to 10 days to process that claim. But Skinner added that this comes at a time when FEMA is also working to assist hurricane victims in Florida and Puerto Rico, as well as those impacted by wildfires in California. Skinner says so far, FEMA has distributed more than $1.2 billion in Texas. Now, as for the fact that Alma Roberts was on hold for almost 3 hours when she tried to call FEMA, Skinner says wait times vary, and he pointed out that there are more than 40 disaster recovery centers in Texas and suggests that residents who have questions about their claims can talk to a FEMA representative at one of those centers face-to-face to find out more about their status.